Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody needs one night to go out in style. Try on a little spotlight for a little while. I'm talking fancy where the food ain't fast. Two forks, two knives, Bud Light and glass. Rent us a car, show up late, valet the track. Credit on my cards, money in the bank, at least for tonight. Keeping my shades on. I heard he talked Timberlake. Cause I'm smooth when I move. I'm out of my league but confident. I've had high life but not like this. A good old boy could get used to keeping my shades on.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of What Days with Murph. On the show today, we have super talented singer-songwriter Carolyn Miller joining us. We'll talk with Carolyn about her career, music, and her upcoming EP, and anything else she's working on that she can talk about. As usual, I have my a lovely co-host slash thorn in my side, Em, with me. Hey, girl.
You're so sweet. just so sweet.
I hadn't called you that in a while, so I figured it out. So
I
figured out.
I got
you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you.
What do you say we don't always need time and bring on the guest?
Good idea.
And with that, let's welcome the incredibly talented Ms. Carolyn Miller to the show.
Hey,
Carolyn, how are
everyone.
You?
Hey, how's it going, Cody and Emily? Thanks for having me.
Thanks for taking about 30 minutes out of your day to come here and do this. And I've got to say this before we get into the interview. when you put on social media that this was your very first radio interview, that just it made me feel special, because there are literally thousands of radio stations that you could possibly be on, but you chose this one as your first interview. I thank you for that.
Yeah, I'm super excited about it. I've been following your stuff for a little bit, and I know some of the artists that you've been sharing and interviewing, so it's fun to join the ranks of that.
We do have a fun on this show. I will say that we may not get much accomplished, but we have fun.
We accomplish a decent amount of things.
This is true. I like to start out pretty much every interview with the same two questions. Well, they're not really questions, but number one, introduce yourself, and number two, just tell the listeners how you got into music in the first place.
Yeah, so I am born and raised in Long Island, New York. I'm actually doing this interview from New York City right now. And I was telling Cody that I'm, 27, my 20th birthday is tomorrow, and this is a super fun birthday present just to be able to talk about what's coming up for this year and my debut EP. This is like a really cool birthday present in itself. But I've been honestly singing and performing since I was a little baby. My parents always tell the story how I'd be in the high chair and I would just like start throwing toys and food on the floor and then just start like clapping, looking for applause, and everyone would have to go like, "Yay, Carolyn!" And it was like this. I always just like bug in me to perform and like put on a show for people. And even when I learned to walk and I was like 2 and 3 years old, every time we went to church, my parents would end up having to, like, they couldn't blink, because I'd be running up on the altar because I would think it's a stage, and they would have to run after me and pull me off. So, I've always had it in my blood. And by the time I was 6 years old, I was performing in local Long Island community theater, and I wanted to do more. So when I was 8, I started working professionally in Manhattan, out of New York City, actually doing film and television and commercials and voiceovers and theater and all kinds of things. And I've done a good amount of TV work, film, all kinds of different things. I ended up going to the Boston Conservatory and got a bachelor, a fine arts degree in musical theater, and I graduated from there in 2011. And since then, continued to do a whole bunch of work in off-Broadway shows, and I narrated a children's cartoon on PBS and did a whole bunch of really great projects and things. But, it's funny because I still always felt like a part of me was missing a little bit. I really wanted to, be on stage, not always just as a character, but get to be myself and get to sing the songs that I want to sing and tell stories the way I wanted to tell them, not always just stories with the eyes of a character, which was always fun too, but I always had this dream of, touring in these giant arenas and all these other things. So I ended up getting really inspired by some friends who started uploading videos to YouTube. So I collaborated with two friends, and about 2 years ago, I uploaded a cover version of the song Say Something by A Great Big World. And within 48 hours, we had over 30,000 views, and we were being interviewed for the Huffington Post, and the video I think is up to like almost 100,000 views now or something. So that was like my first taste of like doing this thing, and I was like, wow, YouTube can be like a really great platform, and I want to do more of this. And so then I teamed up with my friend Robin, who's part of the group Postmodern Jukebox. They're a big YouTube group, and then we did a cover of a Meghan Trainor song, which then got almost 400,000 views, which was really great. And Meghan Trainor actually ended up retweeting the video and, like, sending shout-outs to me online, which was really cool. So my fan base started to grow online, so I was really just determined to keep making this a thing. And I was like, wow, you know, this would be cool and something I want to pursue. So while I was working on my latest YouTube cover mashup, I met Russ DeSalvo, who's an incredible producer, arranger, songwriter, guitarist, and he's most known for his work with Celine Dion and Lionel Richie, but he has a lot of, you know, connections and roots in Nashville, too. We just really hit it off and started working together and knew we were on to, you know, something special. So he helped me sort of assemble this team of unbelievable songwriters and musicians and some really great names, and the Unbreakable EP was born. So, you know, it hasn't been released yet. We're in the process of putting the final touches on the music and everything right now, but already we've caught the eye of some really great people, and we're just getting everything ready to launch. So that's sort of the backstory and where we're at.
That's awesome. Oh, I keep being informed of the EP release date, and I'll be glad to promote it for you on social media, the show, anything.
Yeah, that
I'm
would be great.
I'll for
sure keep you posted and keep uploading stuff. And I've been putting a little bit of teasers online, but as soon as that's all ready to go, I'll let you know.
Alrighty. You know, if you hadn't already found this out by talking to us off air, we like to kind of have fun on the show. So I've got some kind of fun, quirky questions for you.
I love that.
Let the listeners get to know you a little bit better. Okay.
Cool. I love it.
Okay. I'm going to steal one of Em's questions, and you can give me back for that, Em.
Hi.
You're stranded on a desert island, and can only take three items with you. What are they?
Oh. Okay. Do they have to be something I can carry, or it can be any three items in the world?
It can be anything. It can be family. It can be people. I mean, you know, yeah.
Oh, God. Three? Well, I'd say my keyboard. I definitely can't live without my keyboard. I play it every single day. I constantly am arranging, doing covers on it, writing on it. So that's, like, a part of me. I'd have to have my keyboard. It's so hard to pick between which family you'd pick. It's hard to say. I mean, maybe just to avoid any conflict amongst my family, I'll just say my dog. So this way nobody gets mad at me for picking one person over the other. I'll take the family dog and let me think. Give me one second. Let's see. I don't know. And maybe a chapstick.
Okay, fair enough. Em?
Yeah. My turn?
Yep. You can steal one of mine.
Okay. Well, I'm going to steal the one I'm saving for later. But, okay, so what are you currently, like, watching on TV? What's on your DVR? And what are you currently listening to that's not your, like, other people's music? Obviously, not yours.
Yeah. Okay, so what I'm currently watching 24/7 is the TV show Nashville. I never have watched it before up until about a month ago. I just started the whole series. I am absolutely obsessed. I'm already midway through season 2, and I know I have catching up to do because they're up to season 5 on TMT, but I'm trying to do the best I can to get there as quick as possible. I would say every night when I have a free second, I'm watching that show. So that's definitely on. Another guilty pleasure of mine that's on my DVR is Dance Moms. I love that.
I used to
dance also, and, you know, I was a strong dancer, and I choreographed for competition teams, so I can really appreciate that world, so I enjoy that. And I also serve as a judge at some of these dance and talent competitions, so I totally get what it's like to be on the other side, so I love watching that. And Impractical Jokers on True TV is one of my favorite shows of all time because those guys are so funny and just, like, don't care about how they're coming off. They're just doing their thing, and it's so funny. So, yeah, I would say that's all on my TV. As far as what's on my iTunes, you know, I'm constantly putting on different Pandora stations or different Apple radio stations. It totally depends on my mood. I have days where I'm listening to, of course, today's country and pop and everything, and then I feel like cleaning the house to some, like, 40s jazz. And then sometimes I'm listening to a Broadway cast album, and then I have days where I just want to listen to Drake on repeat. So I think it sort of depends on what my mood is. I would say lately I'm really digging Maren Morris, because who isn't?
Oh, I love her. I listen to Hero, like, almost every day. I just put the album on shuffle, like, when I'm doing something and listen to it in the car. My sister is so tired of hearing me sing along to Drunk Girls Don't Cry, but you know what? It's catchy.
Yeah, I just love it. It's
been all the time.
And each song is different,
you know,
has a super different personality, and yeah.
I love how Maren Morris pulls no punches. She had pulled zero punches in her.
Yes. Okay, I love that in that song, Rich, she just, like, I love that song because I think it's funny, but she literally just says anything. I mean, she says, like, bullshit and Drunk Girls Don't Cry, too, which I think is great, because that, you know.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
She is awesome. She's a badass. Can I say that on the show? Is that okay?
Yeah, you can say whatever you want.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I love her. I could listen to My Church probably all day long. I listen to it so much. I sing it in the shower, in the car, all the time. No matter where I'm at, it's like, okay, we gotta turn this up. We gotta sing our song. But my sister is so tired. I'll always be driving her, and I just put Maren on, and she's like, Emily, really? But I'm not saying that it's Martina McBride. Like, I listen to her all the time, to the point where, like, Spotify sent me that email with, like, the, you know, your review for the month, like, what you listen to. And it was like, you're in the top 1% of people streaming Martina McBride. And I was like, great, they're going to think I'm a psycho. Because that's all I listen to. If it's not Maren Morris, it's Martina McBride or, like, some, like, super depressing slow pop music, because that's what I listen to when I'm laying in bed, like, covers.
So Spotify basically, like, sent you an email that said, are you okay?
Yeah, Spotify was like, girl, we need to tone it down a bit. No, they sent me my year in review, and, like, they send you your top songs of the year, and, like, my number one song was Broken Wing, which I already knew it would be, because that's my favorite song ever.
I love that song.
That is my all-time favorite song. Like, no matter how many times I hear it, it's amazing. But it's so funny. They sent me this email, and it's like four of my five top songs are Martina McBride songs for the year of 2016, not for a month. And I was like, great. They think I'm a psycho. And then, like, your top artist, it shows you your top artist, and it's like, congrats, you're in the top 1% of people streaming. And I'm like, I'm great.
Have you met her before?
No, I have never met her. I've seen her live, but I've never met her.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I've heard she's wonderful.
I would die. I would, like, no. I went to see her in October, and she was just as amazing live. And then I found out afterwards that people met her in the parking lot. And I was like, I should have hung out in the parking lot. Like, what?
Speaking of music, my music taste, and it won't tell you this about me. I'm all over the map in my music taste. I'll go from early 2000s country, which that's my jam. I mean, the early 2000s of country music, to me, was the best era of a country music ever. But I'll go from that to Eminem, you know.
Dang.
I'm just all over the map with my music.
Well, you mentioned Megan Trainor.
I've seen a good variety of your quotes on your Instagram. You have everyone on there.
I
love it. You always have different lyrics you're posting.
Well, you mentioned Megan Trainor earlier. I love her too. She's another one that I just, like, listen to all the time. But I'm so, like, half the time, it's like, I have a playlist on Spotify that's like 90s country, like, women only. Like, no boys allowed on this playlist, I guess. Like, Trisha and Shania Twain, Martina, like, it's either that, or it's like I'm listening to like Flo Rida, and people were like, "Who are you?" I'm like, well, you know, I can get down with this. Like, no, I'm the same way. And I'm like you, you know, you said, like, sometimes it's 40s jazz, or it's this, or it's that. I'm the same way. Like, I listen to those super, like, slowed down covers of, like, Taylor Swift songs on Spotify from people that are famous from YouTube all the time.
Yeah.
Because I think it's so, like, I love the acoustic sound, but then, like, other times it's like, okay, let's listen to Drake for an hour.
Oh, that's so funny. You
know,
Emily, you'll have to check out, I have a couple acoustic covers that I did on stuff. I don't know if you've seen them yet, but I have the Say Something one, and then we also did, like, a Taylor Swift acoustic thing that you'll have to check out at some point.
Yes, I will. Listen, I just followed you back on Insta. I'm a little late to the party. I'm always late to the party because I don't realize who people are till like, the last minute, and then I'm like, oh, that's who that person was. So I followed you back.
In all honesty, though, in all honesty, my mood determines what I listen to on the radio. My mood determines it.
Yeah. I have a Trace Adkins playlist for when I'm, like, feeling. I don't know, like, what mood do you have to be in to listen to Trace Adkins on repeat? I don't know if that's a mood, but I have an entire playlist.
Yeah,
sometimes,
I don't know.
You know?
I really don't even make playlists. I kind of just go to Pandora. And whatever mood I'm in of an artist or just of a certain vibe, I pop it in and I let, like, Pandora or Apple Radio, or I let them do all the work. I don't even make them anymore. I'm just
whatever. Spotify. Because, and it's funny, sometimes I'll go through, like, because they make you a playlist at the end of the year that's, like, your top 2016, like, jams or whatever. And I'll go through there, and there's songs on there that I literally haven't heard in so long. And I, like, turn them on, and I'm, like, jamming again. Like, oh, what's that song? Black Velvet, Atlanta Miles. I think everybody knows that song.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that in so long, and the other day it came up on Shuffle, and I was like, this is it. Like, I probably have, like, 3,000 songs on there, but I make the most random playlists. Like, sometimes I just save an album and make a playlist out of it, and then I have, like, throwback and, like, you know, I have a playlist that's, like, all songs about, like, Southern girls being, like, badass. Like, it's a whole playlist, and there's, like, 30 songs on it because I was like, you know, sometimes you just need that little kick of, yeah, you're awesome.
That's
I mean,
awesome.
I have, like, everything.
I love it.
Okay. The next question I've got for you is a question I've asked since day one of the radio show. It never fails that I ask this question in every interview. If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
Change something of my career thus far? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I really wouldn't, because all the experiences that I've had as an actress and studying, you know, different composers and different musicals throughout the years and all these different things and training in so many different vocal styles, you know, like I've sung in other languages and operas before, and I've done all these things. I think that's added and has led me to this point of where I am right now, and it's added to who I am as an artist and as an individual, and I think that ultimately is what, you know, sets me apart, too, is that, I have, because I've trained and I've appreciated so many different styles, I've really been able to come up with my own unique style. And, you know, I'm not a stranger to the performing arts scene and to being on stage. And even though this is a new adventure for me, coming out with, like, a whole solo recording career, I feel like everything in my life has led up to this point. So I don't know if I would change anything, because I think if I change something, then I wouldn't be where I'm at right now. I look at someone like, you know, Jana Kramer, who had this really successful acting career before she transitioned into, the recording industry. And that's sort of who I can really relate to, is because I come from, you know, a similar background and, was on that path for a while too. And I think it's just all those different experiences and years of growing up on TV sets and growing up on the stage and growing up, you know, it made me be a really disciplined performer. So I know what the reality is of show business, and I know what it's like to have a really strong work ethic, and I've been a working professional you know, literally since I was 8 years old. So I think all those experiences have, you know, led me, you know, to this point, really.
Go ahead, Cody. I'll talk after you.
Okay. And that leads me up to my next question. If you weren't a singer, what would you be doing right now if you weren't in the industry at all?
I'd probably be a veterinarian. I'm obsessed with animals. I've always just, I don't know, like every time I see a dog walking down the street, I'm like, ah, can I pet your dog? Like, I don't know. My friends joke around with me that I'm like the dog whisperer because my heart, my soul just connects with animals so easily. That like Snow White was always one of my favorite Disney movies growing up because she was the animals all the time. Yeah, and you know, it's funny.
She's
like,
my favorite princess because I loved her for being like musical and singing to the animals because, I don't know. Plus, she was Snow White, and I'm like super pale, and I've always been that way. So I like
that's
personally
so
identified with her.
Yeah, oh my God, that's great. I love it. Yeah, I mean, I just always gravitated toward that, and even when I was little, I always had such an interest for animal medicine. Like, I remember, you know, getting some birthday money, and I would want to go to Barnes & Noble, and I would buy all these, like, animal medical books and read them in my spare time and highlight and circle different diagnoses for different diseases found within animals and within your dog and how to treat this. And so when I was 16, I started volunteering at this, like, local animal hospital, and I became really close with the doctors and all the staff because they were like, why do you know so much and you're, like, 15, 16 years old? And I would study these, like, animal encyclopedias. So I would probably say that's what I would be doing.
That's awesome. All right, Em.
Hey, I was just going to say, I'm kind of like,
thank you.
I've been like that recently. So I've been reading like books about like government and stuff, and I'll walk around like spouting off things about like people that were alive before I was ever alive. And my parents are like, you know, you're so late. Like the other day I was like, did you guys know that Nixon did XYZ? And they were like, Emily, why are you pissed off at Nixon when that was like 40 years ago? You were not even alive.
So
and I was like, yeah, I know, but, like, it made me ill, like, over something I read. And they were like, Emily, you need to chill. Like, you need to shut up about Nixon because that is so far gone. But I'm the same way. They're like, how do you even know that? And I'm like, I'm just reading about it. Like, it's cool. And they're like, you're such a dork. No. Okay, it's news to me. Okay, I wasn't around, so.
Oh, my God. I love it.
I get you.
I
totally, like,
yeah.
I walk around spouting off random facts.
I mean, like, my dream would be, like, you know, I hope to have, you know, like, enough money one day and, like, be this big successful artist that I could have, like, in one part of my house, this, like, part that's designated to just, like, this giant, like, dog house where, like, I can rescue all the abandoned dogs and puppies in the city and, like, they can live happily together and all have their own, like, play spaces and I don't know. Like, I mean, I told my brother, I'm like, you're insane.
Basically.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds fun. People could come there and play, and, like, for if they need therapy, they could just come to your house and play with dogs, and that would work.
It's
like,
true. It's true. It's
dogs.
So true.
I understand. I got you. Okay. See, Cody, I'm not the only weird person that goes around spouting off random things about random people and random, like, random stuff. I'm not the only one. He thinks I'm crazy.
No comment.
I texted him the other day, and I don't even remember what it was. No, I called him, and I was like, did you know, like, X, Y, Z? I don't remember what it was. He said, Emily, what are you reading? I was
God.
Well, I've been reading this book. Yeah, I get you. Like, I frequent the Amazon, like, and it's really funny because, like, all my books that come up on Amazon, like, the suggested ones are, like, written by politicians, and they're like, you should read X, Y, Z, and you should read this, and you should read this. Like, it's... Oh, yeah, you can read this person's version of the same events, or you can read this person's, or you can read, like, every day I go on Amazon, and it's, like, suggested, and it's a different politician's book. And
you're such
I was
a
like,
history
stop. Yes, well, I'm a communications major, but I'm also, like, I'm going to have a minor in poli-sci, and I want to go to law school, so I have to know it anyway, so, but I'm a little, like, I'm only a sophomore, so I don't have to know it right now. But it's interesting to me because we have all these, like, traditions in our country and stuff, and, you know, like, all these really interesting things to me. And Cody will be like, what are you reading, Emily? what is on with me right now. Because, like, it's not normal for me to walk around reading random things about Nixon. Like, I texted, my grandparents, that was who it was. I was like, you guys, did you know that President Nixon did this? And they were like, Emily, are you serious right now? Like, you're 40 years late to the party, babe. But no shame in the book game. I get you. Okay, my turn for a question because you know, I'm trying to get my stuff together. Okay, this is a musical question. If you could duet with anyone ever, they do not have to be currently living. It can be somebody who has passed away. Who would you sing with and why?
Okay, I have a very long list, but I'll give you a couple of
them.
You
can give me top three if you can't pick one.
Okay, Sam Hunt or Chase Rice. I would, like, kill to get on stage and sing with them. I just feel like also, you know what I also dig, I mean, besides they're extremely good looking, but also the fact that, you know, they're like, young and they're like, so contemporary and they're fresh and they're bringing in all these different styles. Like, Sam Hunt has really stepped out of the box and brought in the horizons. And people who I know, like, country is really starting to pick up here up north. Like, 5 years ago, we didn't even have a country, you know, radio station up here. And I have a funny story to tell you about that in a second. But, you know, it's really starting to come up here and getting more and more popular and spread, not just in the South, it's going everywhere now. And, you know, Sam Hunt really is, you know, good at bridging that gap. And so many of my friends used to not love country, heard some of his stuff, and now love it. And same with Chase Rice. Like, they're really cool and they're fun. And
I totally agree.
Yeah, they mix a bunch of different genres. Carrie Underwood, I kill this thing with just because I've looked up to her my whole life, like ever since she was on Idol. I think I forget how old I was when she was on Idol, but I might have been like 13 or something, and just watched her whole career grow. And I sing every one of her songs ever. I went to her concert when she was here in New York at Madison Square Garden back in October, and it was just incredible. And she's such a class act, and she's just a true performer and unbelievable. So I'd love to, sing with any of those guys. What else? I'm trying to think what's another. I don't know. I have so many. Those are the few that, like, come to mind right now. But, yeah.
See, okay, I get you with Carrie Underwood, except for my thing is, like, your favorite women. Like, I would not want to sing with one of my favorite women because I'm like, I may be able to sing, but I'm pretty sure you've been doing this longer. Like, Martina McBride, obviously, but I don't want to sit, like, I wouldn't want to sing with Martina McBride because Martina McBride could probably out-sing me. Like, I'm not going to say definitely, and I'm not also going to say that I could out-sing her because that's not true at all, but I feel like it would be like, okay, well, that makes me look bad, so we don't need to do that. I always am like, I would totally pick a guy because, you know, there's like, there's a different standard as far as men and women because what's a really good male singer is not always the same qualities that are really great in a female singer. So it's different. Like, you know, it's harder to compare. But if you if you put me up next to Carrie Underwood, like, Carrie Underwood's going to out-sing me. I mean,
yeah.
I wouldn't,
well, I
like,
think
okay,
it'd be more,
I would be able to hang, but.
I think it'd be more, like, about just having the opportunity to sing with someone you idolize, you know, your whole life and having that full circle moment of, wow, like, I made it too, and I'm standing on a stage with you and singing with you who I listened to my whole life, you know. But as far as, as far as, like, who I'd want to put out a record with, like, Sam Hunt, Chase Rice, I also think, like, musically, like, we'd work really well together and, you know, vocally and everything, whereas I don't know how well it would be, like, for two voices, like, me and Carrie, to, like, you know, collaborate on something.
Yeah, like, two female voices, I get you. Like, I always think I would pick a guy, and I like that stripped down, like, Sam Hunt, he is new and upcoming, but he does have, like, that kind of stripped down sound, and I like that, because I really like the simple stuff, you know, and there's a lot of songs on the radio these days that I'm not afraid to say sound the same. A lot of people come out with things that sound the same, and I don't like that whole, you know, every single song, or not every single song, but there's a lot that sound the same, and a lot that, you know, and
totally.
I like the people that are different than that.
Yeah, well, I'm excited for you guys to hear, you know, the stuff on my EP once it's ready to go. You know, it's five songs or five tracks, and each track is really different. It not only has a completely different message, but also has a different feel. And I wanted to showcase a lot of different sides of me, not only
yeah.
who I am as a person and an individual, but also as an artist and also vocally. So, you know, you'll hear that, like, piano-based ballad on there that's sort of like your cry breakup song. And you'll hear that song
right.
that you want blasting with the windows down that's sort of like your girl power anthem song. And then you'll
yeah.
hear sort of like a country, well, they're all country, but sort of like a guitar-based duet. So
yeah,
you'll, I'm really excited to share it with everyone once it's ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, and I'm totally, I am one of those people that I am totally all over the place. Like, if I go play somewhere, especially like places where it's like open mic and you play like with a band, you know, you tell them what you want to sing. I am like everywhere from like Strawberry Wine, because everybody knows that is like the ultimate country ballad. If you want to get to people like real quick, you're like, let me do Strawberry Wine. But I can go from that to like Pat Benatar. Like, I totally appreciate the diversity and like the sound, and I like that. Like, I don't like when every track on an EP or on an album sounds the exact same, and I really don't like the
right.
like generation of like, because to me, see, I'm almost 20, so country, like new country to me is like what I grew up listening, you know, early 2000s and then into the later 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
So like hearing all these names, I don't know a lot of these people. When I turned on like new country, like the highway, I'm like, who are these people? Because to me, you know, new country means like these people that I grew up listening to, because that's what we called it back then. So to think that that's like, they're on like a throwback station now. And I'm like, but to me, that's, you know, and so I like miss the things that used to be on the radio.
You're young,
like,
child.
Yeah. I miss like what used to be like. I remember I called in like our station here in our Birmingham station. You can call at like noon. They do a request hour, and I called and I was like, "Can you play Broken Wing?" And she was like, "We haven't played Broken Wing in years, but I can try and find it." Like to me, that, you know, so it's weird to me like everything sounding the same and stuff. So I'm like really excited to hear your EP, because I'm excited about the things that are different. I hate all these songs about like trucks. I know that sounds bad, but like, because I know a lot of people write about trucks. There's nothing wrong with driving a pickup truck, but does every song on your album have to be about it? I mean,
yeah,
just wondering, that's like, so is that all we have to talk about anymore? Like, whatever happened to, you know, because I love like old country. I love like Conway Twitty's my favorite. I love him. I love Johnny Cash. Whatever happened to songs about like super important issues like they used to sing about? I miss that. So I'm pretty excited about your EP now.
Hey, in the last maybe 5 minutes we've got left, first off, I wanted to say happy early birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah, happy birthday. I'm not going to say
you.
That's really weird, but happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
You know, and secondly, I wanted to thank you for taking about, well, over 3 minutes of your time to come and talk with us today. And you've got a open invitation back to the show anytime.
Thank you so much, Cody. And thank you, Emily.
I can't believe it has been almost 45 minutes, because we were just chatting. Really enjoyed chatting with you. I think I'm going to have to start a group message on Twitter or something, because we're going to have to continue this later.
I know, you guys too. It was so fun. It went by really fast. I was like, wow, 43 minutes.
Keep us posted on your EP details, and like I said, we'll promote it for you any way we possibly can.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I absolutely will.
Before you go, one, do you have any exciting birthday plans? And two, tell everybody where they can find you on social media.
Okay, birthday plans. Tomorrow, just going to be hanging with some wonderful people here in the city, friends and maybe some family, just come and grab some dinner and drinks this weekend. My best friend's coming in from out east on Long Island, going to stay over, so that'll be fun. Other than that, nothing too crazy. As far as where to find me, you can find me on Instagram, which is at Carolyn Miller Music, CAROLYN Miller Music. Facebook, it's facebook.com/Carolyn Miller Official. And then right now my Twitter account is Carolyn Miller EP. So I might change that soon. It's crazy how many Carolyn Millers there are in the world. It's kind of wild, but it's a very common name. So when you Google Carolyn Miller, you're going to see Carolyn Miller in Tubers. You're going to see Carolyn Miller the doctor. You'll see, like, all these people, and then you'll find me. So,
you know what's weird? I'll be quick, Cody, because I know we only have 5 minutes. But there's a character. We're obsessed with General Hospital. There's an actress. Her name is Carolyn Hennessy. But her character's name is, like, her last name is Miller, and she spells her name the same way you do. And whenever I see your name on Twitter, I always think of her because I follow her, too, and I, like, have to check which Carolyn. But super weird. Your name's Carolyn Miller, and her name is Carolyn
Miller.
I'm
not the only one that does that, Am.
Yeah, I know.
I'm glad I'm not the only one that does that.
That's so funny.
Anyway,
I know people were like, do you want to change your name and have a stage name? And I was like, no, I've gone by Carolyn Miller my whole life. This is what I want to be known as. So I'm hoping as things continue to grow for me, my popularity on Google will get a little bit closer to the top.
There you go.
Oh, it will. Trust me. Anyway, I thank you again for doing this. It's been a blast.
Yeah, you guys too. Thank you so, so much. And keep in touch and check out the Unbreakable EP coming soon.
All righty. I'll talk to you later, okay?
Okay, thanks, guys. Bye.
I'm back here.
Bye.
But she was fun, wasn't she?
Yeah, I like her, and we're going to be BFFs. Not to sound creepy, because I realize that sounds creepy after I say it. Oh, well.
I noticed that you hit it off with her pretty quick. I noticed that.
I know. Well, sometimes that happens. Like, sometimes you just connect with people, and other times, like, I mean, we always love chatting with everybody, but sometimes you're really, really, I don't know. It just works.
Right. All right, time for announcements right quick, okay? The next, this coming Friday is episode 3 of Indie Country Radio, which I'm really excited for. But next Tuesday, I'm super, super excited for singer-songwriter Jessica Lynn. And we'll be playing a track from a Jessica's EP that may or may not have made next week's Indie Country Radio show. It may or may not have made it. So that's next Tuesday. The 31st we have our first major label artist coming on, Candy Carpenter.
I found her on Spotify on a playlist, and I was like, Cody, you gotta book her.
But which is one thing I'm a little nervous about, since she's our first major label artist. One thing I'm really nervous about.
We'll be fine. And I just want to let everybody know, thank you to everybody who, from here, like everybody who listens to Eight Days, who listened to Talk Daytime. You know, we premiered last Thursday night. I want to thank everybody. We had a ton of live listeners. And, well, for the first episode, I was pretty impressed with the live listeners. And you can all tune in to see what happens next Thursday, and you can follow us on Twitter for updates. But I appreciate all of you listening and supporting that after you've supported me here. I really appreciate the followers on Twitter. We're up to like 75 followers in a few days, which is awesome. So I appreciate that, and I appreciate the listens and the downloads. And I know we only have 1 minute, so I'm shutting up. Anyway, we should close the show together. Do the thing.
You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.